As to the nitty-gritty details of the Bodhi Foundation of Mindfulness and Practice, you can see from the flow chart here. So we are not beginners, so I don't need to explain all this.
我其他三年级的关系，你们不是初学者，这边可以简单解释给你们。如果你有什么问题，你可以提写。
今天在讲演讲，这个受难处。Today we go on to the feeling foundation of mindfulness. It is very natural that from the body, the mindfulness of body, we proceed to the mindfulness of feelings.And because it is just next door, it's next to it. The body comes with sensations which are bodily feelings. And so naturally, you will meet with feelings and you will have to observe and watch feelings. Because they are part of the conditioning.那么很自然的，观十念处，我们会观到感受，因为这个感受跟身体很接近啊。那感受呢，有苦受、乐受、不苦不乐受，我分出五种感受呢，就是身体有两种。苦受跟乐受，心里面呢是有三种，心的苦受、心的乐受跟心的舍受。但是，无论是身还是心的感受，也是心的心所来的。真的因为要经过身体设法，很简单的讲呢，就是讲什么感受也好，我们也是照四念处的方法来观观到生灭啊，无我苦无我，将观到生灭什么什么什么什么呢？那就观到苦无常无我了啊，那么苦无常无我观到清楚呢，又解脱了。很简单，So generally we talk about five feelings or three feelings. Three feelings is happy feelings, painful feelings, and the happy not painful feelings. Five feelings, you have the bodily, two feelings which is painful and happy, and mentally the three feelings. Displeasurable and neutral. It is neither pleasurable nor displeasurable. It is neutral. So the main simplified way of saying this is whatever feelings arises, you be mindful of it in the Satipatthana way as we described yesterday. Mindful of it as it arises and as it passes away. And if you keep doing this, then of course the mindfulness and development of insight will arise and to go into the realization of the three universal characteristics, impermanence, suffering and non-self. And from where? From there we get total disenchantment from feelings. to reach the level of beyond feelings, which is Nibbana. Now we have many types of beyonds. Beyond burger. Beyond what? Beyond meat, beyond vegetarianism, beyond. No, you're not beyond. Now, the more important is beyond feelings, and beyond consciousness, and beyond samsara. That is the best beyond. One interesting thing is about feelings. No? Feeling has been compared to taste. No? Taste. Say, 经里面讲到这个经论讲这个感受好像taste这样子这里 我以叫什么味道尝那比如一个讲感受好像那个那个黄在那边吃东西啊，这个好吃，这个不好吃啊。你们喜欢吃什么 ？Beyond Burger， 这好吃不好吃哦？啊，外国人你就喜欢吃什么？啊，每个人喜欢吃的那个就是 lettuce 啊，你喜欢吃的就是 lettuce， 你不喜欢吃的好像苦啊。就苦受讲啊，单单而已，就不苦不乐受。Interesting thing is this feeling in the Abhidhamma has been compared to tasting an object, savoring an object. That is describes the king tasting the food. This is nice to eat. The king is a consciousness, no? Taste the food. This is nice. Bono, very good. How to eat you? I know. And no good taste, bitter taste. Bitter taste very bad. I know. Usually people don't like bitter taste. Sometimes they say. Bitter taste is good, but not too bitter. Then, if it is neither, it is flat taste, it is still taste because flat taste. It's neutral feeling. And so, it has something similarity with it because the taste is something very close to experience. Because the feeling, from feeling arises from contact. So it's very close. Feeling and the consciousness. The first touch of the consciousness on the object, feelings arises. That is feeling. Yeah? Oh. And depending on the different objects and different doors and different conditions, different types of feelings arise. We can see them as different feelings. This feeling arises, this feeling disappears. That feeling arises, this feeling disappears. Otherwise, no, like consciousness, you may think feeling is just feeling. But feeling is easier to see as one feeling is different from another feeling. When we can see one feeling different from another feeling, then you can see there are two different feelings, and so you can see the change. Very obvious. When you cannot see the change, then it's trouble. It becomes stronger and stronger feeling. when the feelings become very strong, then it's very obvious it is suffering. And when you cannot control it and get rid of it, then it's like hell on earth. So, 一来不同的眼睛，所以不同的感受起来，感受眼根的感受，耳根的感受，六根的感受，感不同的目标，感受来呢，就是因为接触的关系，接触不同的感受起来，不是讲感受起来，然后一来其他的眼睛它就不同。 不是一来其他的眼睛感受，同的感受起来，如果可以这样看到了，就看到每一个感受就不同的，就是看到它一直变化生灭，不是一个感受生灭，一个感受起来灭掉了，另外一个感受起来就灭掉了，是非常是这样的看法。 Just like the postures is the main first step to the approach of body foundation of mindfulness. Pain, whose sensation is the first step in going into Vedananupassana, mindfulness of feelings. It is the door where you open, no? And last time, young the time, we see pictures. And then the thing opens. And then the Chinese opera comes. Ay, ay, ay! Tang, 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 tang. Later I noticed when they cry, they must do like that. Because if they go like that, the whole thing will come black. So, the first thing you go into mindfulness of feelings is pain. Of course, there's physical pain and there's mental pain. Usually, it's the physical pain. Sometimes, so mental pain. Not very good news if it is mental pain. If it is mental pain, then this fellow has a lot of mental problems. But, which means that the first step and the first key to this foundation of mindfulness is acceptance. To recognize there is suffering. No, there's no suffering. No, there is suffering. The first step of healing is acceptance of the suffering, of the problem. I read somewhere today, somewhere here in this house, the problem is not the problem. The problem is the attitude to the problem. I read somewhere here in Yunani, this is who I said that in Kanto, in Changsi. And so I think Tongla, just a stone in through the Di Men, Da Men, and you have to tell Lula, Da Men, just a Khu Shou. 你要开那个门呢，你要怕苦受吗？不可以怕，你怕苦受你不就跑进去了咯？你看到门就怕了啊！那你可以，哎呦，面对那个问题啊，这问题有在了，所以第一个所思啊，要开那个门就是什么 ？Acceptance， 就是接受啊，能够接受。这个问题， 那个可以接受了啊，你就可以进去。哦，第一个门，第二个门，第三个门。关这个苦受呢，不是这样容易的，但是需要，如果我们可以接受，第一，如果我们接受那个痛呢，苦呢，那苦呢会立刻减少。我跟你讲，如果你 100% 可以立接受这苦呢，你的苦可以减少 90%。 我就真的在跟他们讲，当你有讲的时候，没有讲的时候，有讲的时候你说那个苦了。有时候跟他们讲啊，方法啊，他们没有真的试试啊，就没有能够明白到啊，他讲不可以了啊，所以说，secret teachings cannot be told。 因为他不相信了，因为他不相信了一个概念，certain things cannot be told, because when you tell them, the mind refuses.The mind cannot go forward in that direction anymore. Yes. This I think is true, because I've tried it. Like the teeth, the teeth. You use the drug. Okay. Because I accept, 100% accept.当晚你知道吗，那个 canaling 啊 push the thing is kill the nerve 啊 ok I don't believe it myself no? but it works 我自己不相信啊，你是可以用啊，有感受吗？有很大的感受。My immediate reaction when you push the thing into my canal, wow! Wow! But bearable. Because at first they put a bit of anesthesia, not enough. The anesthesia worn off of the thing. No more anesthesia. You push the thing, well.Accept, acceptance.如果你不相信啊，你真的痛起来，你想我接受啊，接受啊，接受啊，不痛的。你不讲了，也不停了啊，啊，惨了惨了啊，他疯了。啊，就 even the door 啊 ，bang 啊，那个门啊 ，even if the door you put there, put the door there, no, at the corner the door.Bang, no, the car door, no? Bang, no? You can see that? It's pretty easy. No? This psychic power? Not the super normal samatha psychic power. Vipassana psychic power. Then that, sometimes you must trick the mind, no? 那干嘛讲啊？相信没有。So feeling 啊。Most important part is acceptance. Coming together with acceptance is detachment. There is no identification. And to be have a strong detachment and acceptance, it helps with right concentration. So the acceptance and detachment, right concentration, and then the pain won't come. The two ways of dealing with it. One is by the vipassana way, and the other is the samatha way. Samatha way is you distract the mind somewhere else. Last time when I first started doing this thing, I distract my mind because I practiced concentration before. You know, the dentist like that. It will quang ma. There, my casino object. So, casino object. Distraction. Kamu tahu, dan saya pun tahu tentang ini. Sinjai na pen. Kuang na pen. Vipassana different. Vipassana, you wash the pain, accept the pain, see the pain as emptiness. Put beside that. It comes and goes, but you go deeper, it's not there. But the second way, you need strong vipassana concentration. The advantage of this, it comes with insight. That one doesn't come with insight, but come with joy. This is what for, and this, of course, doesn't come just at once. Usually needs a lot of training. I don't know. Here, 定力的给他力量非常强的力量。 这样子讲说这种呢面对痛呢有两种， 一种是经常的方法， 经常的方法也是一种真定， 但是他放那个心在另外一个地方， 另外一个目标， 所以他不在那个痛的目标， 看不到痛， 不是那个眼睛不在， 眼睛还有在啊， 但是他没有看到，当时呢就不敢再痛，起来的时候呢他也不敢再痛，但是如果身体的眼睛也在，他还是在那边，除非他用某一种经常的方法来医疗他，另外一件事，智慧禅不懂，智慧禅是用智慧来看透他的，所以他能够 耐下去，就是因为他有那个可以接受，用智慧来接受那个真理，那个不会执着，自然现象那边，那个那个把这些智慧由身去看透的，那个是 它有一个好处，好处就是它关通的时候能够产生智慧，来解脱道。So once you have able to know how to watch pain mindfully, you know, relax, peaceful, soft, clear, no problem. Pain is very clear. Important thing is remain peaceful and remain soft. Once you see pain, your tension come out. Not peaceful. I tell people that when dealing with pain, the best way is try to make yourself as comfortable as possible, as if you're going to sleep. Pain is just like the soft music, the violin. Sometimes when it's more strong, you do it like that, nah? Of course, not easy, but if you can do it, then you go into vipassana concentration. Because pain is strong object. Usually, pain will become bigger and bigger, and after that, slowly it goes off. But when you know how to watch pain, then you see pain clearly as a kind of phenomena. You saw some刀割，又说好像有蚂蚁咬，好像有蛇在那里面，很多东西在那里面，那个苦受的现象，这里看到苦受很多种现象，很多种变化，很多的生命，从那边苦受慢慢的，一段时间消失了。但是感受还有在，感受变成热收起，热收呢，也就是你现在是看到怎样变，怎样变，怎样，好像怎么来收，越来吸，越来吸，吸到变成蛇收，蛇收里面蛇收好像没有感受的，还有一个就是健康感受的生命。So when you watch pain, able to watch pain directly, peacefully, clearly.Then you see pain coming in many ways. There are different types of pain. Cutting pain, hot pain, twisting pain, pulling pain, banging pain. One of the more difficult pain to watch is itch. It's not easy to watch, but no. If you watch it, you can see clearly the arising and passing away. So usually, the watch pain becomes stronger and stronger, and then become less and less, and then after that, it's taken over by pleasurable feelings, pleasurable bodily feeling or pleasurable mental feeling. And then after that, it becomes more and more subtle. More and more subtle, you need more sharper mindfulness. Then it goes to neutral feeling. Neutral feeling is even more subtle, like no feeling. Watch it goes further and further. In this way, you get to see the three characteristics. And in all the three types of feelings. From there, the insight can arise. Very simple. Only thing to remember is you need a vipassana mindfulness. Not just watch coming, coming, just watch clearly. Pain, of course, will be clear. But pleasurable feeling, not so easy. You get seduced. Then in neutral feeling, it's even more subtle. You need to be very clear. There's certain things that you learn from key points of watching consciousness. Not consciousness, watching feelings. When watching pain, it's a healing process. Yeah, 贯通是一种医疗的方法。 因为很多痛呢，就是这个心长出来的，psychosomatic，很多，还有其他的原因啊。 好像 Girimin Mananda Sutta 有讲到这些多少次的原因了，这些原因呢，好像其他的就是好像业力，他说干嘛，业力最后呢也是跟心制造出来的。
这里是心里面一种的原因，
其他呢是好像外那个天气变啊这些东西，但是因为啊我们真的是善的心，那善的心呢。 还有它的力量，力量，为我们观察这些苦受啊，什么跟这些恶缘呐、啊，恶的因缘呐、啊，不好的因缘呐、啊，它会帮助。啊，所以看你的定力，看你的执念，看你的智力多强了，它可以帮助。这个是另外一个。 另外一个课，是要该叫那个医生去研究。我们呢是比较利用来医那个心的病，mental suffering 啊。 The number of useful functions in the feelings, mindfulness of feelings. First is the process of healing. Because a lot of these causes of disease are connected with the mind. So if your mind is in a good state, a wholesome state, whatever, a lot of these illnesses can be put aside. Then, but what we are more concerned is with the mental suffering. So which is stronger, physical suffering or mental suffering? Mental suffering is worse. Huh? The physical suffering can be also very bad. You don't say it's not bad, it's very bad. This is an entirely whole discipline. Mental feeling, of course, is vipassana. Because it comes from the defilements. And from the defilements, vipassana is the purification of mind. So. Which goes to the actual purification of mind from the defilements. I met with a few I know a few psychotherapists and so on. They are quite familiar with the practice. One of them says, nothing works except vipassana, except meditation. Another state is a, he teaches psychotherapists. Psychotherapist or psychotherapist. He only teaches them one thing, metta. If he does metta and everything, in most cases it works. You see how strong the that's one of the worst things, that most destructive things, is the anger. And loving kindness directly counteracts anger.当然那个讲那个新的苦啊，新的烦恼啊，啊，就是那个烦恼根造成的，贪嗔痴，三种啊。可以管这个新的感受呢，你是一定要面对这些烦恼根，怎样对付它？ 要知道怎样方法呢？你要就去观心念处、法念处了，啊，所以那边它有它的 connection， 啊，它是个关系。The second thing about this meditation of feelings is the first healing is has to do with the painful feeling. Huh? In terms of pleasurable feeling, is that when pleasurable feeling arises, concentration deepens. Huh? The easiest way to bring about concentration is to bring about some degree of happy feeling, tranquility. That's why when you have a lot of painful feeling, it's difficult for the concentration to deepen, because naturally some kind of aversion arises. But then there's no aversion and there's concentration, then naturally some kind of tranquility and peacefulness comes in. And when it comes in, the mind likes it. Ah. This is good. No. The show has just started. Where are you going? This is one thing what vipassana people can bear in mind. Because vipassana people, they usually meet with quite a bit of suffering. Bodily suffering and mental suffering. There's nothing wrong with happy feeling. Just don't get attached to it. Just make sure you're mindful. Sometimes not so easy to make sure you're mindful. So nice, I'm mindful. You're enjoying it. Mindful, right?
ว่าจะนั่นอะไรเนี่ยอืมเนี่ยว่าจะจังเกิดสิครับ到时候呢我们关那个苦修是因为那种医疗的作用，到时候呢他的苦修没有这样强了，他的勒索会进来，啊，像关东都没有了啊。
啊，师父啊，那个乐叔来了，平常说他提醒你们，师父提醒我们，啊，不要执着，啊，你执着呢，他醒来了，啊，你的正念就推了，正念推了啦，啊，那个苦修又回来哈。所以你要一直保持那个正念，在乐叔呢，不要执着，乐叔没有不要紧的，是没有什么事，是乐叔而已。 但是如果你执着呢，啊，变成恶念就起来，啊，那你没有有真念呢，那时候还是保持那边呢。 如他在那边，你习惯也能够用这个乐事当作目标，啊，让他怎样啊？乐来乐去，如果你可以保持这样呢，那个定力啊，就很快就深入，啊，因为你们讲这个啊，定力的最靠近的原因就是乐事。那你会呢，你就可以利用这个乐的方法。这个在智慧禅也是很需要，因为智慧禅常常会遇到很多苦受啊，没有看到苦啊，你智慧禅不鼓励哦，有这个人命太好，那受到你苦，你才会进步。真的，你跟我说真的，我有两个不，真的学生，他进步到一段时间，不可以进步，那段时间 accident 一个撞车，一个。是撞他，一个是什么其他东西撞他，撞一个骨头撞了，骨头撞的很多。医生呢、啊？医院那边，我很苦啊，有办法有管了。当他比较好了，可以有用用病来进行打坐，跑他的肠，所以是治病。平常大家没有啊，我打坐啊，有管苦啊。但是还是在后面还是自主，因为他们太好命了，啊，一个在瑞士的太好命，什么都不用做工他也有的，一个是一个百万富翁来的，要什么也有的，就是杰克那边的，啊，他们会起得很快，真的很早，你看平常没有啊。这两个，其实两个也是朋友来的。So, the first part is involved with healing, and also the second is involved with deepening of concentration, as well as learning more about detachment to pleasurable feelings.There's nothing intrinsically wrong with pleasurable feelings. It's just that when it's a natural tendency to get attached to them. And when they're attached to them, then of course, firstly, you may, in the worst case, we end up with wrong concentration, which is worse than zero. Which does not always easily happen unless you don't have any teachings or warnings. Or at least,What happens is a more latent state where you don't progress. I was telling these people, these two friends, they meditate very well and they do very well and they go to quite a high level of insight. But they still go around that. They don't seem to progress until they get accident. One was rammed by a car, you know. The other was rammed by one of those ski lifts.You know, the doctor was there, he has to save the doctor. So he saved the doctor, but he got knocked, you know. So he also got fractures. So a lot of suffering. But after the suffering phase, they tried their meditators, they know to meditate. When you go retreat, pow! In the inside, it's shooting very high, you know. Why? Because the in latent attachment, they manage to let go. No matter how happy life is, there's suffering waiting for you. Terrible, terrible, terrible suffering. Whatever. You mean that how now? I saw it all in school. Don't sleep. Well, So that's the deepening of concentration. And interesting, the deepening of concentration comes with the lessening of crave, sensual craving. Important part of deep concentration is letting go of sensual craving. What's sensual craving? Craving to nice things in this sense world. Then only there is the wish to go beyond. 不然他只是说这个乐事他不可以超越这个乐事，他不可以超越这个乐事，他不可以超越这个乐事。 Just think that there are better things waiting. The two lessons here regarding this pleasurable feeling. One is pleasurable feeling is pain, suffering. One who still let the cool, one sense you, one sense you, that's so, 我就有啊，看到乐受是苦啊，那个就是智慧啊，看心无常啊，看法无啊。第二呢，就是哦，我mix up，forget English sentence。 The first lesson is learning that pleasure, trouble feeling is suffering. Generally, all feelings are suffering. But the main thing to learn is that once you see pleasurable feeling is suffering, then you can see also see all feelings are suffering. Because this suffering is not the normal suffering, no? Suffering in three types. Ku, Wai Ku, Singku. Dukkha, suffering that is pain of body and mind. The change that is suffering and formations that are suffering. So the idea is to watch the other the two. The change is suffering sometimes specifically refer to pleasurable feelings. But to be more complete is the formations of suffering. Anything that arises and passes away is suffering. But seeing pleasure as suffering is a big step. The second is when you see that pleasurable suffering, then you let go. You understand peace is better than joy. Peace is better than joy. That's why meditators usually you want to go dance agogo party. Maybe you like to go party. You like to go party. You want to party,
很喜欢哦，不喜欢，飞机哦，没个喜欢吗？你怎么不问我就？你听得到我讲什么吗？我听得到，就是我那个party没有在我的mind里面，我没有想到。很久你没有party了哦。对。唱歌啦，跳舞啦。
那是joy，joy， 比较固定了哈，一直跳来跳去啊。佛陀讲啊，唱歌好像人哭这样，忘不了，忘不了，就哭了啊。不信的人，不信的人啊。 跳舞好像疯人这样，
疯疯
那就讲，这个不是我讲的，佛陀讲的。所以闭上他所以现在修行人就喜欢静，啊，静是比人高。So the second lesson is to know that peace is better than joy, passion. Because most people understand happiness as joy. Yeah? Which means also that there is a transformation of idea or understanding of what happiness is. Yeah? It's a gradual transformation of understanding. Doesn't mean that there won't be any joy in life. But it's not so good. You just how lah, ah. We joy lah, because 第二句讲了，啊，静比较好过乐啊。这个乐平常是喜悦的，喜悦。企业这个心所呢，也可以三也可以二的，但是它不定啊，它一直跳来跳去的，好像人跳舞啊，因为它比较紧张啊，没有正念啊，就跳得比较厉害了。
听说过最近在讲啊，光浪啊，钢浪啊，英雄英雄英雄，
我看怎么钢浪，钢浪现在笨的跳来跳去，真的好像疯人哦。所以不定啊，所以要比较深的定呢，都是要超越喜悦啊。当你看到比较深的禅定啊，没有喜悦，比较深的滋味也没有喜悦啊，比较深，所以改到他的乐观啊，是什么？不是喜悦的关系，比较静的关系，也定。In terms of this, you can also see it in the levels of practice. No? For example, in deeper levels of jhanas, especially up to the highest rupa jhana, fourth jhana, and arupa jhana, formless jhanas, they're all neutral. In terms of vipassana, also after the fourth insight knowledge, they're all neutral feelings. Except and Magavala, Magacitara, there's something else. The language is. The third thing about this meditation of feelings is when it becomes subtle, it moves the mind towards Cittanupassana. Mindfulness of consciousness. That's why to be able to do the mindfulness of consciousness effectively, you need to master to some degree the three feelings, the painful, the pleasurable, and the neutral, especially the neutral. Because when neutral feeling becomes very subtle, and then becomes very close to a subtle form of consciousness. So there, the actual meditation of feelings with another person becomes profound when you start watching neutral feelings. The neutral feelings is very subtle, and you can see the subtle neutral feelings changing. You see impermanence. Neutral feelings like nothing, but you can see the neutral feeling. Really, in changing, then it is becomes impermanence, the nirvana, rising in dissolution. And you come to dissolution, and then when you see the feeling very clearly, that feeling is like pain. It's more like pain than neutral feeling in experience. To me, it seems like strong pain. So you see suffering in the neutral feeling as well. 第三个重要点就是你观感受观到深，比较深入就细了，那你观到那个舌受，舌受是很幽的，平常看到我们讲舌受是没有感受了，什么那感受还在那边，那感受是怎样呢？是一种感觉，那个 sensation， subtle sensation， 微细的感觉，微细感觉你看进去就是已经相通了，但是你看远一点呢，就好像舌受了，所以就是看到舌受也是苦，所以看到它里面这样细的生灭呢，那个就是看到生灭了，所以这个。Generally, if you observe feelings in this way, you will move towards this direction. The flow charts are not what you make of it. Of course, you can make it such through practice. If these flow charts are, if you just watch feeling, you will normally proceed in this direction, in this flow.Just like the water from the mountain will flow to the sea. So, when you practice mindfulness of feelings, the development naturally proceeds in this way, even though you don't see this chart. Okay. But this one, seeing this chart, helps you to give you a direction, how the development of this place and what you should do.Try to bring it about with the continuity of mindfulness and feeling. Then naturally it comes this way. 这个就是讲这个 flow chart. Flow chart 还有怎样讲啊？ Flow chart 还有怎样讲？
流程图
啊，这个流程图就是讲，如果你观感受呢，自然你进步呢，自然会跟好像这个流程图一样走的。当你没有看到这个图啊，观感受收进去，它自然会跑。但是它跑 不来这边，为什么？为什么？因为多少阻碍 ，block 上面 block 。那个水不流没有水长流的水不流了来，所以你就知道为什么你去观眼睛呢一定观不到什么不好，观哪里不好观通不流，为什么啊？真正性太高，勒索不流到舍受，为什么啊？执着勒索，舍受不流一直在那转，为什么啊？还不得无明，还不得一次性。So if your mindfulness of feelings don't progress, it gets stuck somewhere. Why?There must be some reason. Because if it progresses in mindfulness, see everything arise and pass away, arise and pass away, the natural transformation of the feelings through insight goes on. Transformation, you see the book, from painful bodily feelings to spiritual painful feeling, transformation from happy worldly feelings to spiritually happy feelings,transformation from worldly neutral feelings to spiritually neutral feelings, and so on and so on. The natural takes place when you do vipassana mindfulness on feelings. The transformation takes place. You can't do one-ku, sana, then you're poku, then you're less so. So the painful feeling you see arise, pass away, finally you end up withpleasurable feelings. Pleasurable feelings, rising, passing, then become equanimous feelings. Equanimous feelings, rising, passing, it becomes more deeper and deeper into moving from diversity to unity to not necessity. And it doesn't flow. Why? Because one good reason is when you have painful feeling, aversion is still there. Anger is still there. I don't like. I don't want. No, not acceptance. And pleasurable feeling, it doesn't progress from there. Why? Because attachment. I like. I want. Meditate because I want to be happy. So, after that, the neutral feeling, it doesn't progress. Go round. Why? Because there's mindfulness is not sharp enough. And there are a lot of delusion. In the neutral feeling is a very subtle state, like Hong Kong like that. Sometimes a bit like blue one, no? Neutral feeling. And so in that state there are a lot of delusion. And you watch the delusion, then you can progress. So the natural flow.最后呢，当然呢，是超越感受，因为他们讲两个热搜，一个是主感受的热搜，就没有感受的热搜，那个就是涅槃。所以，所以禅修是看到那个苦啊，生灭苦就是热搜的感受的生灭苦。 就在勾培养勾那个厌离心呢，他就超越，要走开了，不要这个小婆姐了，到喜乐也好啊，你好生意可以做也好，不用做啊，明白？应该反而比较好，不用做苦。这是final讲。 So the finally one would be that Vedyata Sukha, happiness with feelings and happiness without feelings. When you see enough of feeling as suffering, then there's strong detachment from feelings and as a result all suffering. No? Arise and then jump over to no feelings. That is Nibbana. There's a better happiness. Peaceful and lasting happiness. And this is the idea between or with another person. Any questions? Yes.
In the spiritual painful feeling, that different Pali work, sustained Pali work, and not mind, Upekkha is very different. Yeah. See, the dukkha, actually spiritual painful also dukkha. In the contemplation of feeling.
What Pali word is that?
The growth
chapter.
See the worthy painful feelings is dukkha, spiritual painful feeling also dukkha.
Yeah.
Right? But the only difference is upekkha. The worthy neutral feelings and see, they are the same thing, the spiritual painful feeling, because they're two.
Oh, I see, the Pali word.
Yeah.
I can't remember which word was actually used in the suttas. No? But I use this word because it refers clearly to equanimity, wholesome. Yeah. Maybe it should be Adukha Masukha, maybe. Somehow, somewhere, got ranking. But it's not wrong. A lot of things have to be explained in this, but because we don't have time to go into this detail. Must be for only a few days, no? And I want to go to the Dhamma Dasana.
not. Okay.